Thanks, kid. Well, I may be awful, but getting ready for college, getting your student ready for college should not be an awful experience. And let's talk about how we can make that a little bit more pleasant with our special guest who is joining us here on Jersey Central. Stephen Surratt is his name. He's the co-founder of the College Benefits Research Group, and he joins us now on Jersey Central to talk about that very subject. Stephen, good morning. Welcome to WCTC Radio. How you doing?
Good morning, Bert. Thanks for having me.
Now, school just started. You know, kids are back. The pencils haven't even all been sharpened yet. But for a lot of people, September brings about a lot of panic for high school seniors and their parents. Why is it such a panicky time?
Well, here's when it actually becomes real, Bert, because, you know, they've been talking about and thinking, they've been planning for college throughout their high school and probably even before. But now it all comes together where they actually have to start making choices, getting in applications, all the other requirements. And there's a lot at stake. Not only that, but the parents have a different focus. They certainly want what's best for their child. But they're also worried about how they're going to afford this, and especially if they have two or three other kids coming behind them. This is a big deal, and we could see why sometimes students and parents are really going in two different directions.
And what the College Benefits Research Group is all about, and you're the co-founder of the company. You guys are based in Jersey?
Yep, we're up here in Roseland, New Jersey. And what we're really all about is helping the students and parents get on the same page, trying to help, you know, bring a harmonization of the financial, educational, and social aspects of the college planning process.
Now, what do? You visit schools, you talk to administrators, you talk to admissions people at colleges around the country. You guys do that too?
Yep, that's exactly right. We actually have expert academic planners on our staff. They visit anywhere between 50 and 75 schools per year, and they talk to the admissions officers and the financial aid office, meeting a lot of times with department heads, trying to get a feel for really what the college can offer our students. On the other side, we also have the financial experts to help parents with budgeting and figuring out how to navigate that process and also how to, you know, get as much financial aid as they can, whether it be need-based aid or financial merit-based aid. We want to help a family figure out what they can get, so maybe they don't have to just look at public schools, but they could look at some private schools, too, that they might not have thought were affordable, and at the end of the day, they see they actually could swing it.
Yeah, I hear a lot of talk in the news about student loans and student debt, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it just seems like it becomes more and more of an issue for so many families around the country, and it sounds like you guys are there to help make an informed decision. Let's make a fit that's best for the student and for the parent, and that's the role of the College Benefits Research Group, right?
You're exactly right. And we really see this as being the next big bubble that our country is facing. There's so much student debt that is being taken out. And really, the student and family have to take a look at what that number is going to be. So much of this is rankings and emotion and sort of following the herd. We want to help the students first step back. And before we start, you know, thinking of which particular college, we want to look at really all the attributes that are important for the student. What's their interest, their skills, their values. And we want to look at the financial side with the family, pull all that together, and then start using that as the basis of which schools we're really focusing in on.
So when little Becky comes home and says, Brittany's mom said she could go to Southern California, why can't I go to USC to go to school?
Well, but basically, maybe
Becky's mom might want her to stay in Jersey.
Well, that's certainly true. You know, we always hear we actually do free workshops across the state, and you know, one of the things that we put out there is big drivers for parents is staying within 2 hours a drive from home. And if we ask the kids when the parents aren't in the room, you know, they're saying, send me to a college at least 2 hours away from home.
Mm.
So you can see they're going in different directions. So, you know, we want to bring them on the same page. And, you know, a lot of times where the kids want to go to California, we talk about really what it might be like to be that far away at home. And again, it's about making really informed decisions, not on emotion, but based on reason and fit.
And make sure it's a good fit from the get-go, because transferring from one school to another can cost big money for the family, right?
Oh, you are so right, Bert. You know, when you transfer, now it's even more than you know, I'm a little bit older now. I don't even want to say how old, but, you know, when I went to college, you could transfer easier than you can today without it really adding on extra time. But it's harder than ever to have a lot of your credits that you've taken at one college transfer to another college. So even when, you know, people think that they could transfer and they've fulfilled a lot of the requirements, when they get there, they realize they're not taking a lot of those classes and accepting them at the school, and therefore they're going to have to take an extra, you know, year, sometimes 2 years at that new school. Has the student and the family budgeted for that? So making the right decision the first time really is crucial.
So even in this day and age, Stephen, the level of importance of a college education, be it a four-year school or go the route that I did. I went to a community college here in New Jersey that I was real happy with. The bottom line is some college is important for every kid, right?
Absolutely. Higher education is so important, and you talked about the community colleges, and lots of times they could do a great job. When we talk about community colleges for students, we really want them to understand that, you know, it shouldn't be feeling like, you know, I couldn't go to a four-year school, so I'll go to a community college. They're going to work just as hard and sometimes harder at those community colleges to do well and differentiate themselves from the herd for opportunities. It could even be a trade school, but some type of higher education is absolutely crucial. Finding out which one is the right one, well, that's what really we're all about.
Great advice for parents and students alike, Stephen. Give us a number or a website where people can get some more information on the College Benefits Research Group.
Sure, I appreciate that. It's www.cbrg.info. And that's our website. They can go. We have lots of free resources there. Also lists all our upcoming workshops, and they could actually watch videos from other families that have gone through this that are very helpful. And they could always give us a call, too, at 888-802-2740.
Terrific information, Stephen. Thanks for being our guest on Jersey Central this morning, all right?
All right, Bert. Have a great day.
You do the same.